listening to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with Lee Bridges, your regular accountability buddy and kick up the butt. So get ready to get shit done.
Yoo-hoo! Welcome back to episode 18 of the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with me, your boy, Lee Bridges. I hope you're having a wonderful day and everything is very, 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 very good at your end. I've got another game changer exercise today that will alter your whole state just with breathing. In the last episode, we looked at what other people have once said. Now we're going to look forward to the inevitable future to think about what we might say. Confused? Don't be. Or do be. Up to you. I'll explain anyway. You know how I mentioned you need to constantly reality check yourself? Well, I can't stress this enough. Think about all the distractions that you have to deal with on your day to day. For instance, most of us don't just have one stream of correspondence. Gone are the days where you write a letter, and also where you could only text or email someone. I remember when my burner phone, that was definitely not considered a burner phone back then, could only hold 10 SMS messages, and I'd have to delete one to receive a new one, otherwise the old one would bounce. Now, most of us have multiple email addresses across multiple accounts. That's without Telegram, Messenger, Insta, WhatsApp, LinkedIn, Grindr, Bebo, MySpace, etc. And I bet you don't set aside time to check them. I mean specific time, specifically dedicated to each individual form of communication. Let's face it, most of us look at our phone as soon as it pings or rings, with no regard for what we were doing before it started to kick off and do its lid. I heard someone once relate owning a phone to having 100 pieces of string tied to different parts of your body, and no matter what you're doing at any given time, no matter how important that thing is, one of the bits of string gets pulled and you can't help but notice it. It takes your focus away from what you were doing, and for most of us, we haven't actually focused properly at anything since we've had a phone. Really, when was the last time you had a conversation without your phone interrupting, or watched a movie without checking your phone, or went to dinner and left your phone at home? I get it, you need your phone on. What if you missed that important call or message? And I totally get that. And for those of you that know me well, I'm always on my phone. But gone are the days of mindless, unscheduled traipsing through the internet or other people's social media. Now I know what I'm doing and it works. Rightio, game time. Answer the following questions quickly. Just yes or no, no deliberation. Do you ever unlock and check your phone seconds after turning it off and putting it down? Do you ever pretend that you're listening to someone while scrolling through your favourite social media, knowing full well that they know that you're not listening properly, but you can't seem to stop yourself? Ever take your phone on a romantic date? Ever take your phone to your kid's birthday party or check it while you're at the cinema? Ever flip between Instagram and Facebook, then back to Instagram just in case someone's liked one of your pictures in the meantime? As always, I could go on. If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you are a slave to your phone. It's got you, man, right where it wants you. Useless, not anywhere near full potential, and unable to take control. I'm going to tell you how to take control of this particular little geezer a little bit later on. But for now, let's get back to reality checking. What is a reality check? Dictionary says, a reality check is an occasion on which one is reminded of the state of things in the real world. The thing the dictionary doesn't tell you is that reality checks are not only integral, but you have to figure them out yourself and find out the ways that they work for you. In the same way that I explained you have to come up with your own mantras, you have to come up with your own reality checks. I'm going to give you my personal reality check for you to use at your own will, and I suggest you do, because it's a good one. So picture this, and really picture it. Some of you will have experienced the following on the opposite side and will understand the gravity of it. If you haven't experienced it yet, you more than likely will at some point, and it is such a strong thought process that if you have an ounce of heart inside you, then you'll be able to connect on some level. This reality check hack is what I call deathbed. Sounds serious, doesn't it? I kind of did say it fairly seriously. Well, it is serious, because so is your life. We're going to put ourselves into a heightened state to help with this. And to do this, I very briefly need to talk to you about breathing. Don't worry, I'm not going to force you into meditating or anything like that. Not that meditation isn't super beneficial or can be, it's just not for everyone. Nor am I going to do some weird hypno shit on you, because I don't know how. I am, however, going to get you to breathe properly. Think about when you've been in a situation where you needed to calm down or calm someone else down. One soundbite that is often spoken to help chill someone the hell out is, breathe, breathe. People aren't telling you to breathe because you're doing that already, because you're brown bread if you don't. They're instead telling you to calm your breathing and take deep breaths. Why? Because it alters your state. Deep breathing relieves tension, stress, anxiety, and a bunch of other terrible traits due to its physiological effect on your nervous system. Being mindful about your breathing and controlling how slowly and deeply you breathe activates the hypothalamus. Weirdly enough, the hypothalamus is connected to your pituitary gland in the brain, even though it sounds like an awesome dinosaur. It sends out neurohormones that inhibit stress-producing hormones, which put your body and mind into a state of relaxation, and in turn has a myriad of other awesome benefits, one of which being it allows you to calm. As I said, I'm not going to go deep on this now because I want to keep on track, but I highly suggest that you look into breathing techniques and how they can help you to control your mood. But for this hack, you just need to be able to slow your breathing down. So first, I need you to calm your breathing. You cannot do this exercise while driving or operating heavy machinery or having sex or anything like that. Best place to do it is lying down on your bed. But if you can't do this now, then familiarize yourself with the process and come back to do this later, ideally lying down, comfortable, and with your eyes closed. And ideally at the end of the day when the lights are dim and you can be totally relaxed and in a place that you feel chill. All good? Let's go. Step number one, lie down somewhere comfortable and close your eyes. Step number two, begin to be aware of your breathing and count roughly how many seconds between your inhale and exhale. Step three, slow your breathing down by breathing in and holding your breath for as long as you can, right up to the point that you need to suck in a new lungful, but not so long that you start to go blue and freak out. Make sure that your breath out is as slow as possible also. Repeat this 5 or 10 times until you start to notice that you've slowed your breathing down. Step four, now allow your breathing to normalize. The fact that we've slowed it down means that the normalized version of your breathing will be slower than your standard resting rate. The ideal amount that I've found is about 4 Mississippis for inhale and 4 Mississippis for exhale. Step five, once you've got into the flow of your breathing being much slower, we can begin. Make sure that your eyes are still closed. I want you to picture yourself in a dimly lit hospital. You're lying on a hospital bed in your own private room. It's warm, and you have 2 big pillows behind your head. You're connected to a heart rate monitor, and you have wires coming out of you, and you have a cannula in your arm. You're weak. Weak to the point that you find it a task to even shuffle around the bed to make yourself more comfortable, and holding your arm above your head is almost impossible. Your breathing is slow, long, and drawn out, but the breaths aren't too deep, and they feel and sound weak. You know that you're minutes away from your final breath on this earth. You're scared, anxious, worried, and numb. You're aware that each breath now really matters, but you are so weak that you can't fill your lungs properly. Surrounding your bedside are the 1 or 2 people that matter most in your life. They're sitting on chairs close to your bed, holding your hands. This might be a parent, lover, friend, child, family member. They too know that you're moments away from your final breath. Your breathing remains slow. You begin to feel it, like a calm, dull, powerful wave covering your body. Your time's nearly up. You know that you're going to struggle to say anything, but you know that you have to. It takes every last fiber and cell in your body to muster up the energy to speak. The person or people surrounding you are so important to you, and you love them so much that you want to tell them one last thing before you can't speak with them again. Now take a moment. Continue your slow, deep breathing. Picture the dull lit lamp on your bedside table and the flicker of greeny yellow from the heart rate monitor. Feel how the room is, the worry, the sadness, the impending loss. The grip of your mum, dad, brother, sister, son, daughter, best friend, lover, partner, husband or wife on your hand getting firmer, grasping at that very last time that they're going to hold it. Have you done enough in your life? Did you do the right things? Were you a good person? A happy person? Did you live or did you just exist? You feel the wave again, stronger this time. You only have a few moments left, literally your last opportunity. What would you say to those spending your last moments with you? Think about it now. Now I want you to slowly begin to come out of this. Take as long as you need, but begin to open your eyes and take your mind off of your breathing. Take your time. Give yourself a few minutes to settle. You can pause here for a minute if you need to. So let's talk about the experience that you just had. If you're anything like me, this would have been enough to wake you up, and your brain should now be racing with all the questions. Did I do enough? Am I doing enough? Am I happy? Am I making other people happy? Am I a good person? For those of you that have experienced this already, I am completely sorry for your loss. And as hard as it is to think about, it's important because it's real. there are a few things that are absolutely guaranteed in life, and one of them is that at one point, you gon' die. I want to feel confident that when I'm in this position, that I can smile to my nearest and dearest and tell them that I'm fine and really mean it. So when you're on your deathbed, what will you say? I guarantee the first thought that came into your head was either to tell them how much you love them or to apologize for something you did wrong or didn't have the courage to express until you knew that you were going to die. Your words will be truthful and expressive and meaningful. Our actions often don't replicate what's important. Being healthy, being happy, being a good role model, etc., often fall by the wayside to make room for other menial and ultimately unimportant things, like getting pissed off that you forgot to take the bins out or whether that person you don't really like likes you back. So I ask you, would you say it on your deathbed? For every time you freaked out about having no money, for every time you were worried, anxious, fearful, for every time you lied to yourself, for every time you did the wrong thing, knowing it was the wrong thing, would you say it on your deathbed? It's a surefire way to work out whether you're wasting your thoughts and actions. So here's a list of things you probably worry about on a daily basis, and the same list applies to things you definitely won't think about when you're on your deathbed. Paying the rent, paying the bills, being too fat, too thin, too black, too white, too tall, too short, too ugly, getting a parking ticket, paying a parking ticket, doing your tax returns, finding out who the winner is of insert generic bullshit celebrity show, saving a few quid by getting the shitty option you don't even like, etc., 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 etc. Fact is, you wouldn't worry about any of these things on your deathbed. They won't even pop into your head. Imagine it now, you've got a few moments left, you can feel it. The doctor has told you that you won't make it through the night and your family and nearest and dearest are by your bedside. You are weak. You look at your mum, dad, brother, whoever, and you call them over closer so that they can hear your frail voice and the last words that you've got. Come closer. I'm so sorry that I didn't change my internet service provider from BT to Virgin because the upload speed's so much better. Come the fuck on. You know what you would think about on your deathbed? You'd think about the big things, love and regrets. If it's not important enough to say on your deathbed, chances are it's not important enough to give your time to now. You want to leave a legacy, right? Reality check. I know it sounds full on, but one thing I'm absolutely certain about is that we all die. I have no idea what happens after, but I know we're going to die. So all the more reason to go big or go home. Just do it. Do shit, get shit done. You got the same 24/7 as everybody else, so what are you going to do with yours? I use this reality check most days, seriously. It's an amazing hack for getting you out of that funk that you keep getting yourself in. Pissed off because your day ain't going to plan? Gonna think about it on your deathbed? Hell no! Weather is crappy? Gonna think about it on your deathbed? Hell no! That person that didn't call you back? Gonna think about it on your deathbed? Nuh-uh! Can't get past level 984 of Candy Crush? Gonna think about it on your deathbed? Nuh-uh! Failed your driving test? Gonna think about it on your deathbed? No! Stubbed your toe? The restaurant you're at has run out of your favourite starter? Wi-Fi isn't working in the coffee shop you're in? Misplaced your keys? Just got into bed but you've left the landing light on? Accidentally shat yourself in public in front of the person you were just about to ask out, and then as you're trying to cover it up you slip on it and land face first in your own poo, and as you look up the Google Street View van is taking a picture that will inevitably get passed around the internet of you covered in a face full of your own feces? Gonna think about it on your deathbed? Probably not. Cheated on your partner? Missed huge opportunities? Didn't spend quality time with the people you love? Didn't tell the people you love that you love them? Gonna think about that stuff on your deathbed? Hell yes. We gotta get our priorities right. So journal time after this episode, please. I want you to write down a list of all the things that you do on a day-to-day basis that you would not even think about on your deathbed. And then I want you to write a list of all the things you would think about. If it helps, you can just go over the last few hours of your day and categorize the shits you gave that you probably shouldn't have. I really hope that you're finding these episodes helpful. Remember to share, subscribe, review, and no matter how nice the hand soap smells, never walk out the toilet sniffing your fingers. You can grab a hard copy of Do Shit, Get Shit Done at Scamazon and check out the mailing list at www.leebridges.co.uk. I'm going to go now. Bye.
You've been listening to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with Lee Bridges. Don't forget to subscribe, share and review. And we also have a mailing list that offers regular life hacks and super helpful content. You can join it at leebridges.co.uk. See you next time.